Presidential aspirant Leni Robredo bears her Senate slate Friday, October 15, consisting of former rivals turned allies, all in a bid to shake Duterte's grip on power in 2022. Robredo announces the following names for her senatorial ticket in the 2022 elections: Teddy Bagilat Jr., Jojo Binay, Laila De Lima, Shell Diokno, Cheese Escudero, Dick Gordon, Risa Hontiveros, Alex Lacson, Antonio Trillanes IV, Joel Villanueva, Migs Zubiri. Sources say the 12th slot in Robredo's senatorial ticket is still being negotiated. Possible options are either Labor leader Sonny Matula or former Bayan Muna Representative Nery Colmenares. Robredo explains her Senate lineup after her announcement.
Kabahagi na ito ng ating pinaghihirapan to unify as many people as possible coming from diverse backgrounds. Hindi lang sa politika pero paminsan kahit sa paniniwala.
Reporters ask Robredo to comment about Manila Mayor and presidential aspirant Isko Moreno's tirades against her.
Ako, alam mo, magpapaka-gentleman na lang ako, ha? Ayoko nang pumatol. Kasi mas malaki yung mga problema natin. Tingin ko wala naman tong papapuntahan.
Former Vice President Jejomar Binay and three re-electionists are among those running under Senator Manny Pacquiao's ticket for the 2022 elections. Pacquiao bears his Senate slate in an interview with ANC's Head Start Friday, October 15. Here are the other candidates aside from Binay: Senate Majority Leader Juan Miguel Zubiri, Independent; Senator Joel Villanueva, Independent; Senator Richard Gordon, Bagong Bayan VNP Movement; Sorsogon Governor Cheese Escudero, Nationalist People's Coalition; House Deputy Speaker Loren Legarda, Nationalist People's Coalition; former Senate Secretary and ex-Eastern Samar Governor Lutgardo Barbo, under the divided PDP Laban; Rafi Tulfo, Independent; Nery Colmenares, Makabayang Koalisyon ng Mamamayan; Elmer Labog, Makabayang Koalisyon ng Mamamayan. Pacquiao says those in his slate are allowed to be guest candidates under other tandems. Binay, Escudero, Legarda, Gordon, Villanueva, and Zubiri are also part of the Robredo Pangilinan and Lacson Soto Senate slates. Rappler has reached out to the Makabayan bloc about being included in Pacquiao's slate, but they have yet to issue a formal statement on the matter.
Need more context, clarity, and perspective? Get the full picture with Rappler Plus. With exclusive content and events, you'll get an opportunity to discuss issues with reporters, experts, and featured guests while helping Rappler continue its fearless journalism. Join now.
It's a mix of old and new names in the Senate slate of the Lacson Soto tandem. Senator Ping Lacson and Senate President Tito Soto on Friday, October 15, announced their senatorial slate for the 2022 elections. Former Senator Loren Legarda, former Senator J.V. Ejercito, former Senator and Sorsogon Governor Cheese Escudero, former Quezon City Mayor Herbert Bautista, Senator Sherwin Gatchalian, Senator Joel Villanueva, Senator Migs Zubiri, former Vice President Jejomar Binay, former Agriculture Secretary Manny Piñol, Dr. Mingita Padilla, actor and former Congressman Monsur Del Rosario, Paolo Redemptus Capino, Senator Richard Gordon, former Senator Gregorio Honasan. With this, Escudero, Zubiri, Villanueva, and Gordon are now part of the three slates, while Legarda, Binay, and Gatchalian are part of the Pacquiao and Lacson slates. Soto says they have one more candidate to add to their slate of 15. Select hospitals in the Philippines on Friday, October 15, kick off vaccination against COVID-19 for minors aged 12 to 17 with underlying medical conditions. Video from the Pasig Public Information Office show parents accompanying their children in the vaccination line in the Pasig City General Hospital. 60 minors were scheduled to receive the life-saving jab on Friday. Fe del Mundo Medical Center also holds a symbolic launch of COVID-19 pediatric A3 vaccinations. Other hospitals selected by the national government to lead the pilot rollout are Philippine Children's Medical Center, National Children's Hospital, Philippine Heart Center, Philippine General Hospital, Cardinal Santos Medical Center, Makati Medical Center, and St. Luke's Medical Center. In June and September, Philippine drug regulators granted emergency use authorization to vaccines made by Pfizer and Moderna for minors as young as 12 years old. Due to limited vaccine supply in the country, only less than a dozen hospitals were chosen for the pilot run. Vaccine Czar Carlito Galvez Jr. says the vaccination rollout will be expanded after 30 days to include other areas in the country. Hit South Korean show Squid Game officially becomes Netflix's biggest original series launch. Netflix on Twitter says Squid Game reached 111 million fans globally since its release on September 17. The 9-part thriller has become a worldwide sensation for Netflix since its launch less than a month ago. The show portrays cash-strapped contestants playing childhood games with deadly consequences in a bid to win 45.6 billion won. Squid Game is an allegory for South Korea's sometimes toxic competitive society. It also prompts new interest in the country's culture and language around the world.